In 1870, taxes amounted to 9% of the gross national product of England. In 1961, they were 38%. Furthermore, the Victorians of all classes accepted a kind of ruthlessness in their dealings with one another that seems outrageous today. To take an example, when Sir John Hall, the physician in charge of the Crimean troops, decided to get rid of Florence Nightingale, he elected to starve her out by ordering that her food rations be halted. Such vicious manoeuvres were considered ordinary by everyone. Miss Nightingale anticipated it and carried her own supplies of food. And even Lytton Strachey, who was hardly disposed to view the Victorians kindly, dismissed this incident as a trick. If this is only a trick, it's easy to see why middle-class observers were reluctant to label many kinds of wrongdoings as crimes, and the higher an individual standing within the community, the greater the reluctance. A case in point is Sir John Alderstone and his crate of wine. Captain John Alderstone was knighted after Waterloo in 1815, and in subsequent years he became a prosperous London citizen. He was one of the owners of the South Eastern Railway from the inception of the line, and had large financial holdings in several coal mines in Newcastle as well. He was, according to all accounts, a portly, tart-spoken gentleman who maintained a military bearing all his life, barking out terse commands in a manner that was increasingly ludicrous as his waistline spread with the passing years. Alderson's single vice was a passion for card games, acquired during his army days, and his outstanding eccentricity was that he refused to gamble for money, preferring to wager personal articles and belongings instead of hard cash. Apparently, this was his way of viewing card playing as a gentlemanly pastime and not a vice.